Okay, so we're about to begin Perek Beryus of Hilchos Tshuva. So to appreciate this Perek, what you have to keep in mind is the Rambam in the Koseret, when the Rambam says, the mitzvah ase achas, v'hu sheyashuv achote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yisvadeh. So the Rambam begins the second Perek of Hilchos Tshuva by referring to the Gemara in Yuman Daf Pevav, what we call Tshuva Gemura, and I have a few diukim that I'd like to share. And we're very well positioned to appreciate these diukim because of what we already understand and what we already know from Hilchos Brachos. Ezoi tshuva gemura. Ze shabali yado davar sha'avar bo. The Lecha Mishnah notes that if you actually look in the Gemara, it says pam rishon upam shnia. The Rambam doesn't say pam rishon upam shnia. That's important. Ve'evshar biyado lasosu upiresh velo asa mipnei ha'tshuva. Lo mi yira, the yira here means yira sa'onesh, not yira sa'romamus, that's obviously connected to tshuva. V'lo mi kishlan koach, ketzad ha'resha ba'al isha be'aveir l'achar zman nisyachin ima, v'omeid be'avaso ba, he has the desire, v'koach kufo, he has the capacity, u'v'medina sha'abar ba, that's straight out of the Gemara, that the makom has to be the same, because again, as the Gemara explains, that when you're in the same place, the tendency is to do the same thing. U'pireish v'lo avar, Zeu bal tshuva gemura, Husha Shlomo Amar, critical pasuk, Uzacharis Barecha bimei b'churosecha. Right, bimei b'churosecha, because that's when you'll have the koach and the ahava, it'll be natural for you to want to be over aveira. Vim lo shav, ela bimei diziknuso, uve'eshi efshalo laso, smasha hayoy ose, avo bishena tshuva me'ula, it's not tshuva me'ula, which apparently is a synonym for tshuva gemura. Mo'elis hilo. Okay, that's perhaps not so surprising that it's mo'elis hilo. It's effective, it's efficacious, right? It's considered to be a viable form of tshuva. U ba'al tshuva hu. That's a much bigger statement, right? Not just that it's efficacious, but that begavra, he has the mamad of ba'al tshuva. And remember, we talk about ba'al tshuva, right? B'makom sheba'alei tshuva omdim afilu tzadikim gurim enam yicholim lamud. So, very important point number one for the day is the Rambam holds that tshuva she'ena gemura, tshuva she'ena me'ula, is still begeder baal tshuva. That's a very important diuk. Okay? Number two, afilu avar kol yama v'asa tshuva b'yom yisasa meis b'tshuvaso kol avonosav nimcholin. So you achieve not just the level of kapara that we talked about before, which is basically a form of nikayon, spiritual cleansing, but mechila, mechila was the higher level that we talked about. Eino zaz misham ad shenim chalo shenem arad asher lo techshach hashamesh v'haor v'hayareach v'kochavim v'shavu ha'avim achar hageshem shehu yom amisa. So diuk number two in the Rambam is the Rambam does reserve mechila for what seems like the lowest level of tshuva, the opposite of tshuva gemura meula, right? And not just the tshuva she'ena gemura, tshuva she'ena meula, but tshuva lifnei amisa. When really, you know, the opportunity to do the chait has completely been obviated, nonetheless, that achieves mechila. Michlal, and this is the critical line, where the Rambam affiliates tshuva with a very fascinating idea. Shim zachar baro, that's based on the pasuk in Koheles, zachares barecha mebechurasecha, mishav kodem shiyamus, nislach lo. Okay, so here the Rambam reverts to the term of slicha. So what's this idea of zachira sabore? Amazing. So we know that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Akavya b'mahal Omer hisakel b'shlosh shadvarim v'yata bali de avera dame ayin bata ula'anata holech v'lifnei miyata tin li'tein v'chashbon." So the four Shemal point out that it's all based on this pasuk of Zechor es Barecha with three different iterations. So l'ifnei miyata tin li'tein v'chashbon is Barecha, actually your creator, that you're going to have to face him. But zechar es be'ercha, the wellspring from which you came, that's me'ayin bata, and zechar es barecha milashon borcha, that you're going to be yorei labor eventually in the physical sense of the term. So this pasuk is a celebrated pasuk, and again, that Mishnah says, v'i'ata ba lidei avera, that will help you avoid any sin. So what does the Rambam himself mean when he refers to Zechira Sabore? So we understand very well exactly what the Rambam is talking about based on our study of Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam there says that there's a great danger of Shichachas Hashem. And Shichachas Hashem is obviously a reflection of the erosion of our Yiras Hashem. Remember, we talked about it explicitly for the Ramban. It's in Isser Doraisa. Hishamelcha Pentishka Ches Hashem Amotia Chamer Tisayim Beis Avadim. The other pasuk, Hishamelcha Pentishka Ches Hashem Levilti Shemar Mitzvasav Michukosav Asher Tzivach. They're both part of the same Isser Doraisa. The Rambam holds, V'ram Avavecha V'shachachta Hashem Elokecha Amotia Chamer Eretz Mitzrayim. Pentochal v'savato v'atim tovim tibne v'yashata v'kerchav v'tzoncha yirbiyun, etc., etc. So instead of v'achalta v'savato v'irachta, there is shichachas Hashem. The function of brachos is to ensure that we understand that any pleasure that we get from this world, any hana'ah, has to be first permitted. It requires that matir. And more broadly, brachos in general give us a sense of the presence of Hashem. And hopefully that will result in the vilti tia yiraso al pneichem, the vilti techato. L'man tia yiraso al pneichem, the vilti techato. So what is the Rambam saying here? The same idea. That zechiras habore is monea chait. That when a person is zocher es baro, that is a synonym in halachic terminology for tshuva. That means that a person recognizes that he doesn't have the right to be Boel be'avera, as the Rambam describes here. So the Zechiras Habore is affiliated, as it is in Hilchos Brachos, with a sense of awareness of divine presence, Yiras Haromimus, not Yiras Hachet, but Yiras Haromimus, and that results in modified behavior. All Chet comes from a place of Shichachas Hashem, when we're not aware of Hashem's presence. And this, I think, to conclude, is the Rambam, the Shitaso, and the Koseres. What do the Rambam say about tshuva there? So again, here the Rambam says tshuva is affiliated with Zechiras Habore. In the Koseres, what do the Rambam say? Mitzvas Aseh Achas. V'hu sheyashuv hachote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yisvade. The entire mitzvah of tshuva is wrapped up with the status of being lifnei Hashem. So zechiras habore is a description, is a psychological description of the prerequisite of the necessary condition to fulfill this mitzvah. First, you have to understand that you're omed bifnei Hashem. And for those who have been involved in sin, as the Rambam is describing here in Beis Aleph, So that sin is a product of shichachas Hashem, and then the tshuva is the process whereby a person is zocher es boro, as we said, istakel b'shlosha dvarim v'yata bali de'avera me'ayin bat l'ana taholich lifnei mi'ata atilitin din b'chashvan. So from here, as we'll see tomorrow, the Rambam goes to the fascinating place. He says, once we know what the different gradations of tshuva are, tshuva gemura, tshuva mu'ula, tshuva she'ena mu'ula, and even the importance of tshuva lifnei hamisa, which still helps you achieve that level of mechila, so then the Rambam is now going to discuss the full mechanics of what tshuva is within the context of zechira sabore, within the context of a person psychologically placing themselves lifnei Hashem. So that's what we'll pick it up tomorrow.